Hi, this is Brian Scanlon, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On this week's show, we're with Ari Goretzky, a distinguished researcher at ESET. Ari, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Ari, earlier this month, the FBI issued a warning that essentially said that travelers were getting software updates on their laptops that contained malware. So as they were traveling, there were some bad things happening. Can you talk about the alert and some of the things that were happening?
Certainly. This is actually very interesting because we don't typically hear from the FBI on these types of scams. And what happened was we received a report from the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation telling us that when people were logging into their laptop computers while traveling on their hotel's internet connections, that they were seeing pop-up messages appear on their laptop telling them to update software. Now, we don't know exactly what the pop-ups were or what people were being told to update, but we're told it's commonly used programs. And, of course, when people go to click on these update messages, they're actually not getting that software update, but instead installing malicious software onto their computer. Again, we weren't told exactly what the malicious software does, but because the FBI is making a notice of it, we can assume that it is something which could spy on the user, steal their data, otherwise exfiltrate information from their computer, or use it in scams to steal money from other people. So that's a pretty serious thing to look out for when you are traveling with your laptop.
Ari, based on this new information on the things that are out there and that can happen, are there three or four essential things that travelers should do with their laptops when they're traveling, both, well, really anywhere, abroad or even domestically?
Absolutely. One of the things to consider is a laptop is something which is very small, very light, very easy to steal. So you want to make sure that if you're taking your laptop with you, especially for business, that you don't have anything of value on there. To an attacker, someone who wants to conduct espionage, having all of your old emails, documents, all that kind of work-related information represents just a gold mine. They can use that themselves. They can sell that information and so forth. So make sure when you're traveling, maybe you're traveling to a business meeting or conference, that you only have the documents or information with you that you need for that trip. You might even want to consider placing that information onto a USB flash drive. They're small, they fit in a pocket, on a keychain, whatever, and keeping that keychain with you at all times. So even if you do have to leave the laptop in your hotel room, the information isn't on it. It's safe in your pocket. The hotel safes are there. You can make use of those. Laptops won't always fit in those, but if they do, that's great. Another thing to consider is if you are traveling, and this is really more for domestic travel, don't use the hotel's internet connection. Instead, use a smartphone if you can get away with just using the smartphone for handling all of your network email access, and wait till you get to your destination and use the secure internet connection there at the office, or even grab a 3G or 4G hotspot, little wireless access point that runs over the carrier's cellular networks, and use that to provide your internet connection instead of relying on the hotels.
Ari, a lot of companies have VPNs in place and other encrypted tunnels or technologies. Is that a good option for folks instead of bringing the data with them to connect in on a secure connection and get what they need?
Absolutely. If your company offers a VPN, use it. That just basically makes a secure connection over the internet to your company's resources. No one can see the traffic that's coming in. That's possibly one of the reasons these attackers that the FBI reported chose the pop-up message, because you would see that typically before you started your VPN connection. So if the goal was to get into your company or spy on it, having their software running on the computer would allow them to see what's being done, even if you're on a VPN. That said, using a VPN is still better than nothing at all, because it does encrypt or cipher all that network traffic. So if it's just a regular attack like that that someone's attempting, they're not going to be able to see what information you're exchanging with work.
And finally, Ari, many hotels have their own computers. They're in the lobby or in a business center. Are these better bets? Could they be considered safer? Are they worse bets than your own laptop? Do you have any advice for using those computers particularly?
Well, those are computers that have been used by everyone in the hotel, and they are not under your control. So you don't know what's been done with them before you use it, and you certainly don't know what's going to happen after. So I would recommend using those just for any kind of casual browsing, maybe finding a restaurant, getting a phone number for a cab, airport, that kind of thing. Some of the hotels practice very good policies with these. All information on those is encrypted, and when you log off, all the information is wiped. On the other hand, some hotels just have regular computers set up, and they might not be patched, they might not be running antivirus software. And, you know, who knows what's on those and where they've been. So I'd really recommend minimizing the use of the hotel computers to just things that are necessary for travel.
Okay. Well, Ari, thank you for joining us this week.
Always a pleasure.
And listeners, if you want more information, the ESET Threat Blog has a detailed list of things that you can do to stay safe while on the road. And in the coming weeks, we're actually going to do a summer edition talking specifically about summer vacations and all of the things that you should do to protect yourself on those endeavors. This is Brian Scanlon for the Malware Report, and we'll talk to you next week.